It's the Tiltcast, episode 240, the Anti-Baywatch.
And this week we talk about, of course, Fallout 4, because Justin and Rusty are still addicted. We talk about Metro 2033 Redo
and Black Friday. Stay tuned.
Sack of baseballs.
Ripples.
Yeah!
So I have a funny story. I have a funny story about Justin's mom. I'll tell you that later when we're not on camera.
It wasn't in Albuquerque, was it?
No, it really wasn't.
My mom's from Albuquerque. Well, and that's starting to scare me.
Maybe it was.
Something about bacon and eggs.
Oh, bacon and eggs. I had bacon and eggs the other day. It was delicious.
That is
it
the
was.
One time that I will cock block your dreams.
I will cock block them. This is America. We got an American flag.
And we got a British representation.
Ooh, I saw a meme. It was really funny. It had two dudes on a roadway, like in a traffic jam, with a bald eagle. And it says, you ever been so America that you hang out with a bald eagle? It was amazing.
Wow. Been so America?
Have you ever been so America that you hang out with a bald eagle? But I think he used mother effing bald eagle, but it was still funny.
Mother effer.
Motherfucking bald eagle.
Hi.
Well, hello.
It's the Tiltcast.
Look,
it's my son.
It is?
Yeah.
Fuck, I was wondering where I was at.
All right, so I'm just going to point and say who you are. I'm pointing.
Hey! Oh, touchdown!
Yeah.
Oh. Again.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
My name is Rusty.
And
my name is Earl.
It is.
I'm free.
Jason.
I got created immunity. That's
and Nas, right
the cock blocker.
The cock blocker.
Cock blocker of dreams. Oh, look! You said that. Look what he made that little girl do. Look, you said cock blocker of dreams.
Oh!
When you say it, she falls down. Say it again. Say it again, Rusty.
The cock blocker of dreams.
Oh! There goes the popcorn again. Man,
he probably made the baby Jesus cry.
Yeah, that is so sad.
Woo!
Remember, lesson learned, if you have a dream, don't share it with Justin.
Because he will cock-block that dream so hardcore.
Or we won't wait 2 weeks to podcast, because fuck.
Oh my God.
I feel like there's something inside me trying to escape, but I'm blocking it.
That's poop.
Yeah, you probably should use the bathroom.
If you were in the universe with Sigourney Weaver, you might die.
So that's all those Thanksgiving leftovers.
So what you're saying is it feels like you got to do this?
Grab a hold of the handlebars. We installed them on the side of the toilet for your protection.
So I was watching Bab's dog the other day. And I just came up for a new term. Have you heard the dog? And we, so the dog needs to be let out or whatever. So I just texted her. I was like, hey, I pooped your dog. She's like, well, we did what? It's like you pooped your dog.
It's just like,
no,
what's this vision of you grabbing a hold of the dog and just like squeezing from the top down.
Like a toothpaste tube.
Like a cake decorating bag.
Like a hairy, whiny cake decorating bag. Yeah, there we go. All right, got it out. Nailed it.
The dick.
All right, what?
No, so what I do is I just run the dog around in circles until she has to poop.
Oh, cool story on Facebook. Cool story on Facebook. You can get the new doctor's pocket watch for the low fee of $8.95.
She doesn't like me talking about her.
Apparently not.
I don't pay that. So.
She can't hear her grumbling.
And you can't, maybe. It might come through. As we're
waiting. And now she's on the spot. She's not going to say anything.
Of course not.
No. Out there going, I feel like being pooped.
No.
See, you give her more attention than I do. I just let her out and figure she's a grown-ass dog and can figure it out herself.
Yeah, well, I mean, it only comes naturally. I'm apparently running around in circles.
It comes naturally for me.
Yeah, well, do you run around in
circles? I just throw my hands up in the air and just start running.
Like a demented toddler.
My head just starts bobbling.
Do you pant?
He's like the anti-Baywatch.
The anti-Baywatch. My butt shakes.
I don't think I need to know about this right now. I need to go to a happy
like
place.
Watching, it's like watching runners in slow-mo. Even
No, it's just no, it's not. See, like, it's just
things
not.
That you didn't think were moving. And it's just like, what the hell's happening?
It's just the bottom of your ass and the top of your thighs.
You see the ripples travel up and down like a stone hitting a pond.
It's
like a bunch of baseballs in a leather sack.
It's like that time I walked in on a gay porn. I didn't realize what it was. I just walked in and
you're like,
"Oh, hey!"
Man,
but the girls never came.
The girls never showed. Santa Claus naked.
God, and the scene I've had that problem too. Not very often, mind you.
Okay. The anti-Baywatch.
I'm told it happens to everyone.
What?
Well, I don't know. I've never had that issue before. But whenever it does happen, I'll let you know.
Well, sure Rusty will, keeps doing that, and it's not going to happen for
Rusty,
a long time.
Apparently Rusty's been burping up a storm.
Excuse me, shit, man. I'm trying to, like,
it's not
look.
My fault that
Rusty,
you lost all this weight,
do you need
now
someone
you're
to poop
burping.
You?
Oh, my.
Hey, Rusty, you want to go run?
Yes.
I
want to go run in a circle so I can poop in your yard.
Is that how you get down now? Now I know.
Dog's okay, rumbling
we
again.
We should have the dog on the podcast.
Why are you taking the dog's dog?
No, she kind of is at this point.
I don't think it's going to pick up.
Well, I mean, I don't think that it would be cool. I mean, she'd probably grab a hold of a cable and try to herd it in the different direction than we wanted to.
She probably would.
Okay.
She is a combination of two herding breeds, and it, by God, shows.
It does.
My sister came to visit once and was at my house for 3 days, and I swear to God, that dog would not let her up out of the one chair that she would let her sit in for 3 days. Like, she gets to get up to pee. Leave her alone. But no. Dog would flip her shit.
And that's your flesh and blood.
That's my flesh and blood. It's my freaking sister. Just,
there it goes.
Somebody. Well, apparently Jason's interested more
finally?
In the OU game.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, the Bedlam game.
No. We're interested in the OSU game.
Okay. It's the OU game.
This is Bedlam. Okay. It's different.
Do people understand what this is? Though?
I saw a funny sign. I saw a funny sign.
Probably not.
I saw a funny sign today on ESPN Game Day.
Bedlam's an in-state rivalry, but it's known nationally.
Talking
if you're
OU
interested in sports at all, you know what
it
is.
Even your mascot.
See, my dog's pissed off that OU's winning right now.
Aw, well, it is your dog.
So today on Game Plan, they had funny signs like they always do. And one of the OSU people had the stand up, Justin, that said, even your...
Let her in?
Yeah. You think so?
She might chill a little.
Oh. Hold on. Like how in the beginning of the podcast, we were like, oh, no, they'll be fine. We're not going to let her. And I was all like, let the dog in. It'll be fine.
Hey.
Here, I got her.
Calm yourself, dumbass.
Come here, Zoe.
All right.
And now,
that was beautiful.
That dog's going to poop on something.
We got our first four-legged...
For me to poop on!
But anyways, so it had a sign up, and it was about the Sooners, and it said, even your mascot's a bandwagon.
Wow.
And then one of the signs said, we might not have a national title, but at least we don't live in a mobile home.
Oh, wow!
I laughed at that. I thought that was funny.
That's, wow.
I said, aw, good job. Good job, OSU fans, making funny signs.
Even your mascot is a bandwagon.
That's great.
I'm trying to see if I can. You don't like me, dog. I don't know why you.
You
keep
were the
back.
One that were all was out there going all fucking ape shit crazy.
Now, see, if this was a video podcast today, it would go viral.
Oh, I know, because as soon as you put a puppy on camera, it's just
fucking like it's so adorable. The only thing that would get more hits is if we had a cat on camera.
No.
Always the cat was being a colossal fucking asshole.
Alright, yeah. I used to be a cat person until I realized exactly how fucking bad cats are.
See?
They're very mean.
They
also have a parasite.
Raped and pillaged
cats
me.
Also
are
have a parasite that can get onto humans and burrow in your brain and give you like syphilis of the brain.
It's called cat lady syndrome, I know. We've seen it.
Yeah, cats eat you when you die, too.
Well, I mean...
Any
domestic animal will when they get hungry.
From work? Huh? Over in chat?
Let's talk about that off camera.
Okay. Yeah.
Or off podcast.
Yeah.
But, so.
It was sad.
We've had a week off.
Excuse me.
We've had a week
really
off.
Sorry. What's happened to me is
you're losing all that weight and you're becoming gassy.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving weekend.
The last couple days have been pretty rough on my diet.
Yeah, it's been rough on mine. I just said fuck it after about Tuesday.
No, you don't like me.
It was Wednesday, and I didn't even have like the Thanksgiving dinner till Friday. That's because, you know, somebody had to go make plans with somebody else, so...
What are you trying to get at?
I'm trying to say that I didn't get to make Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, just because
I
got drug up to my wife's parents' place doesn't...
So you had to skip nothing. Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I had for... You
didn't go with them?
No. I won't do that. Well,
I totally would. I've been like, hey, I'm here for dinner.
No. There's a thing, though.
Every time my wife and I go up to her parents, as much as I try not to make it be, it turns out to be an all-day event.
And I don't want to be stuck there all day. I want to eat, and I want to sit down, and I want to play video games. That's just the way that Thanksgiving is. I get up real fucking early, have as much caffeine as I possibly can take, put the bird in the oven, do all the prep for the rest of the stuff, sit down.
Christy, can I tell you something?
Play game a little bit.
You're going to make some woman a wonderful husband.
I was going to go with wife, but...
he's a man. He is a man.
Yeah.
He is a... In the words of your coach, yeah. I'm 40 years old, I'm a man!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's sticks that hand up that turkey's ass like a man.
All
the way to the elbow.
Apparently Jason's jealous of that turkey is what I'm hearing.
I'm hearing that, too.
That's what I hear.
I started naming the turkeys a while back. So.
I'd name it Nulty Nut.
Yeah, that's what I call it. Going up to the elbow.
That's what I'd call it.
Well,
so
speaking of which,
I know somebody here is a big Doctor Who fan.
And we were,
as we usually do, we recommend stuff to each other on Netflix a lot. And so I started watching Sense8, which I didn't realize one thing.
Oh my God! My eyes!
There's a scene in the first episode of Sense8. Sense8's a Wachowski brothers like series on Netflix. And there's one of the... You follow Doctor... Well, you guys all do. One of the companions, Martha...
The most friend-zoned companion of all.
Is... Has a strap on and about 15 minutes in, fucking the bejesus out of some other chick.
Sense8, you say, eh?
I wanted myself dead.
No, you know what? You want to top that? Just watch stupid Bad Lieutenant with Nicolas Cage. It's a horrible movie.
It's
in like
not the
5 minutes
strap
in,
and it's not the fucking. It's Martha.
Well, she's not Martha in that show. Apparently,
no, she is not proper.
Speaking of sex toys, I hear y'all took the opportunity of my absence to turn me into a sex doll.
Yeah, I kind of did.
I didn't do that. That's not me.
Wait, no, I wasn't in on this.
Yeah, you were. You were the one that actually said.
Right, I wasn't on this.
Yeah, I showed you the picture of his Fallout 4.
Oh, yeah.
Visage. I was not part
real
of this.
Jason.
I'm going on record. I'm not part of this.
Real doll Jason.
Real doll. Did you get the... You know what? You should have shown him the picture that David Deere had. You remember where he saw his first gay porn audition?
Well, you saw the... Did you see his profile picture?
No.
Oh, yeah.
On Facebook I did. Yeah. It's not as good as his first gay porn edition, though.
Shugadugada.
The Shadow.
Shugada.
The Shadow.
Turkey Day was interesting. Black Friday, in some ways, even more so.
Yeah, true.
Oh, God. We're going to talk about Black Friday now.
Oh, my God. Yes, we are.
We spent like 30 minutes yesterday watching videos of the carnage.
Yeah,
well, I had a really good idea. She wanted a TV, and I was helping her shop for it, so we went to Walmart.
Okay.
And, no, think about it. So Walmart, not on Black Friday, but the day before, you could get in line for an hour and get an item. Fortunately, she wanted a big-ticket item. We did it on the south side of town where I live. The Walmart over here was not... I mean, it was busy, but not, like, Black Friday busy.
No, everybody was just bizarrely civil in Stepford-like, except for one woman who's threatening to kick some dude's ass.
Sweet!
That was fun.
But that's just
Oklahoma, I mean.
Yeah.
But more so than that, so they put us in a line in the, like, frozen food aisle to get this TV that she found on a sale. Like,
that,
we wouldn't
that
have
I
done
then
this.
Had to pick up in automotives, because that's...
Cool.
But we thought we'd have to wait forever. So we get there, the sale starts at 7, we have to be in line by 6... We get in line at 6:30. We're the only people in line for this item because it's a bigger ticket item, but it's like vastly on sale.
Right.
It's a 55-inch 4K LG TV.
That's not bad.
How much was it? $698.
Yeah,
well, that ain't
that's
bad
not bad
at
all.
And we were the first people in line, and it only took us 20 minutes of waiting. Like, since she was going to buy now, I was like, well, I'm just going to go see if they had any video game sales. And apparently they had, like, you could buy Battlefront plus Call of Duty, and I didn't really want Call of Duty, so I was like, screw that. But then I went back, and she's the first person of three. So we literally went there. She had to sit in this long-ass line, and then
three people.
Well, no, when you went to go check out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It took her, like, another 5 or 10 minutes, and then we went over to Automotive, and then loading it happened to be my friend Dave's girlfriend, which was also very weird, but... but, like, it was... That whole process, we got there at 6:30, we left, we set it back up at her place by 7:15.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Black Friday. In and out.
Well, that's just like...
That was the Black Friday.
I used to work in retail, so I try to avoid stores like they're the goddamn zombie plague.
I'm really more interested in Cyber Monday because I want to look at deals, but I'm also holding off in case something happens. I end up getting a game that I end up getting from somebody else. Holly,
So Cards Against Humanity had an interesting Black Friday concept.
Yeah, we wanted to kind of bring that in because they did. $5 sale,
yeah.
Quote unquote.
No. It's a sale. It's great.
You get nothing.
It's the best. It's the best sale ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Because for a low $5. Does that even include shipping? I think it includes shipping.
It included shipping.
It included $5? Do you have to pay for shipping too?
No. Basically, they just took the whole store down and just put up a button where you could pay $5.
Oh, okay. So basically, you get $5 of nothing. Last year...
Totally nothing.
Last year, they went through the process of actually putting poo in boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it was amazing.
No, it was literally nothing.
They didn't even take a shipping address
because it was...
Because that's the only expansion that... Trent doesn't have.
Right, the nothing?
No, not the nothing, but the poo in the box. Did he buy the poo in the box?
No, he didn't.
I didn't think so.
I definitely wouldn't know about the poo in the box.
Okay, so,
Brendan Hines bought the poo in the box.
eBay.
But they actually had several thousand people who did this. They made, let's see, $71,145.
There you go.
And they talk about how, you know, they've given to charities, but this time they pretty much just spent it all on themselves or whatever they wanted. So all the different creators of Cards Against Humanity put up what different items they bought. So Alex bought 760 pounds of Arm & Hammer cat litter.
What?
Because his cats poop a lot, apparently. That's what he says. He bought a Roomba.
That's like enough kitty litter for an entire year.
And an iPad Pro. And they all gave to some charity. Most of them gave to Planned Parenthood. But he gave to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. So, you know, that's nice.
And there's a lot in here, but there are some really funny highlights.
Amy got, like, a home security system. 1.5% of her student loan debt got paid off. So that's good, too.
1.5%. Also known
donation as... to Batworld Sanctuary to adopt Little Dracula, the short-tailed fruit bat.
Uh-huh.
It's such a feel-good read, you know?
Shouldn't this have been the news?
Nah, this is all part of the shit. I mean...
Yeah. It's part of our weekend off. Yeah. Talk about it.
Totally.
Because we pretty much all just played one game for the most part.
Let's see. Holly bought leather cuffs.
Well, then...
And a 3-gallon bucket of tahini.
What do you have? Where are you getting all this?
Well, you know.
CardsAgainstHumanity.com.
Really?
They have an itemized list of everything they spent their money on.
Yeah.
Jen got Lord of the Rings Legolas Lothlorien Longbow, Leather Archery Quiver, and a bespoke Robin Hood costume, which basically means it was you know.
Yes.
All elf, all the time.
And 4 tickets to Medieval Times dinner and tournament, so we kind of know what her evening went like. God, that's a nice whiskey that John bought. Donation to charity, water.
Water?
$1,500 of water.
Water.
Yeah, because they have a charity that does the Clean Water Project. Matt Damon.
Yeah.
No, he just bought water. So Carly bought a $3,000 vibrating 24-karat gold massager.
What does it come with?
I wonder what massage is.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's fully rechargeable. It comes with 8 pleasure settings, from a teasing murmur to a satisfying pulse. A 1-year warranty, unless you're just tough enough to break that shit. Arrives in a luxurious velvet-lined wooden box and accessorized with matching cufflinks.
What?
Sculpted to target the G-spot and has free shipping. Of course, she also bought $280 worth of personal lube. And some toy cleaning spray. And she donated to Planned Parenthood.
Well,
I mean, it's only a thing to do there.
Totally. So that was the main high point, I think. They're all really into Lord of the Rings, I'm noticing.
Well, I mean, they're a bunch of fucking nerds like us.
There's a lot of really cool, like, some of the expansion packs, too, for that. That have to do, like, sci-fi and a bunch of other stuff. I'm getting to the point that I just need to buy that game instead of borrowing it from Holly or Trent, like, every month.
Yeah.
What?
If you don't buy it, I will, and I'll just bring it.
I spaced out. What was that?
He's going to buy it.
I actually just finally buy Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah. Ah, gotcha.
No,
you're going to end up having to buy all the expansions, too.
I know. It'll be like a tithe thing. We'll all buy an expansion once a month.
Well, I mean...
until we have them all.
We have to create new cards, too, because, I mean... yeah.
Because half of the fun of that game is creating your own cards.
Well,
because, I mean... soaked eyelashes.
I created that card.
The Cards Against Humanity knockoff, the one that's on the phone that we were playing a couple months back, the Evil Apples. One of the best parts about that game is the fact that on the fly you can make your own cards. On the fly. So you can just, come up with something deliciously twisted and throw it out there and see if people actually pick your card. And I've come up with some pretty good ones.
Well, we found out we had had people over on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, and I don't know if you remember or not, Kelsey is incredibly good at Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, bizarrely so.
Like, had 10 cards before she left and was beating the pants off us. I was hoping Earl would come because I know Earl usually wins.
Yeah.
Between him and Kelsey, none of us would have stood a shot.
Yeah, but I went and played some pen and paper, so it was fun.
What did you play pen and paper?
Over at the Lays.
I mean, what did you play?
Oh, it was called Death Watch. It was Warhammer 40K on
it was a 40K
pens and paper.
Oh, sweet.
So it was a Death 40K, Watch. Like, yeah. Kind of like D&D?
Yeah. Yeah, you just used D10s. It kind of had the setup kind of like a werewolf.
Did you have like a grid and stuff like that? Or?
Yeah, it was done. A guy we work with named Nick. Yeah, he did it. But it was fun, though. I took a lot of damage, then I had to leave because it was like 10 o'clock at night, and I was like, well, I got to go home. So I'm pretty sure my guy died.
But you haven't been able to roll some dice in a while, though, have you?
No, I have not. So I'm going back this Tuesday, and I think Mr. Lay told me, I'm off Tuesdays.
You work Thursday, though, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do. That's why I was like, yes. But Mr. Lay was like, he's DM, and so he offered D&D or Paradise City or something. I don't know what it was called. But I was like, I don't care either one you pick. So
just as long as you get to roll your bones.
Yeah, I had fun with it. I really did.
Rolling
I was
your
like,
bones.
Woot, woot. Oh, look, there we go.
He's a pretty good DM.
Yeah, he's going to be at Tokyo and Tulsa. He's going to be DM in like 4 games.
And that is the one guy that we all know that does it professionally now.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's writing a lot of the campaigns.
Yeah, I have. It's been, what, almost
including
2 years?
A couple of exclusive ones for Tokyo.
It's been 2 years for me, I think. That was the last time I actually...
Year and a half.
No, was it?
Yeah.
Well, it's weird because I do, like, my biannual game. I do it, like, in March or April, and then I do it again in October or November. And, like, right around October, the Lays asked me if I wanted to play, and then asked her if she wanted to play because they both work with both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started playing with them on Thursday night, so now it's become, like, nearly every Thursday thing, play for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I've been getting to play a lot more D&D than I have in a long time. Like 10, 15 years ago, I used to play it nearly every week, almost religiously for years, like 2 or 3 campaigns over 2 or 3 years, but weren't quite D&D. It was my friend's custom game.
Right.
So then I introduced the two of those people, my old DM and Michael, and now they're hopefully collaborating on something because my old DM has these crazy good ideas where... Like, you know the one thing about, like, D&D and stuff is you're always writing down your itemization and things like that. You're writing down what items you got. Dave like literally has these little bitty binder books. And in those binder books, he's got a collection of like maybe 2,000 items.
I want one of those for my character.
That have like weapons or armor or accessories or things like that with different effects. And then he has a picture on them with a like a description of what it does and what die you roll for it and things like that, what modifiers it has. The backside. So you put it in this little bitty mini binder of all your inventory, and as you get rid of it or you trade it, you trade the actual card. And they're all hand-drawn. Because we play this twice a year, he spends every day doing a little bit with this game. So there's always... He's got... At this point, we've got 100 characters that we can choose from so that we can get started fast. So if we die, he's got everything, and of course, in a crown bag.
Right.
He's got them on strips of paper, what the number is. You pull a number, that coincides with a character sheet he's already pre-rolled. You pull that out, it comes with the background and everything you need with the character.
Nice.
And then you play that character, and it has kind of like what their backstory is. Like, not quite a suggested play style. Like, I got a hunter kobold.
Okay.
So, like, I went from a female orc paladin to a hunter kobold. And most everybody else in this party is human or elf or something like that. I get to play like a 4 foot, 4.5 foot dog man, basically. Or more of a rat man.
You don't take lights.
And he's not very smart.
You
but
don't
he's,
take candles.
He's right. He does have a candle. But he does, you know, like, I've got ranged weapons with him. It's all pole arms. So I have spears and javelins are what I use mostly. So
that you can actually attack things that are taller than you.
Right. And he has high dexterity but fairly low strength. So I'm pretty good at getting criticals and things like that. But and then range
5,000 cuts.
And I'm really good at tracking, but he is not very smart, so I fail a lot of intelligence rolls. So I just stopped playing him that way, and I started following somebody else, because that was the only smart thing to do, because he's so dumb.
You know that candle.
I know in Michael's game, I went half-elf ranger, because I actually never play a range class with anything. So I rolled that, and now I got like crazy longbow criticals. So, but he's also not very smart. He's a loner, neutral evil, which I never play.
A neutral evil?
I play in neutral. I've played one. The one time I played a true neutral character, it was a warlock.
Does a warlock end up being a true neutral
character? I love you. Let me be true neutral. So I was purely true neutral. We went up against. I forget what we went up against. But it was in a cave. They were kidnapping kids, and they were in a cave and stuff like that. And they were tied up by pools of lava and stuff. And we went in to go face the person. And I think it was either a lich or a mind flare. I can't remember. But anyways, but we're in there and stuff. And I'm like, I want to kill this thing. And then it was like, we have to have a talk. And so like talking, I just get tired. I'm like, screw this. So I like get into a lava pool and then gets mad, and I'm all like, are we going to go? What are we going to do? And it's like, I don't have time for you. And I guess I made an intimidation check or whatever, so I started just kicking kids into the lava pools. I didn't care. I wanted to kill this thing. And then I kicked like 3 or 4 in the lava pool, and he finally got mad and fought us, and we beat him. But I was happy.
That sounds
I was
like, a lot like yeah. neutral. Wow.
I was true neutral. I all I wanted to do was kill this thing. You're not wanting to fight, so what am I going to do to get what I want? I'm going to make you fight me. So I just started kicking kids in the lava pools. They had no bearing on me and what I wanted, so... True neutral, you do whatever you want to get what you want. So kick them kids along. It was fun too because I ran right in the back, like the dude in the wheelchair. I was like, BAM! And he, oh, it was so good. Oh, I loved it. That was the only time we had a D&D campaign over whenever Mayfield was married to was dating her ex boyfriend, the one that Corbin is from. But yeah. Old Bird. Old Brown Bird. God, it was so good. God, I missed that campaign.
Yeah, kicking kids into lava pools sounds like a good time.
Fun.
To
it off. Was. It was fun.
Shit,
it was fun.
I haven't played D&D in so damn long.
I haven't rolled dice in forever, but it was fun.
Maybe we should at some point just start like
a
bi-monthly campaign and play a little bit.
You should. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
A true RPG, but I don't know a damn thing about it. About DMing.
Oh, that's fine. Jesus. All you gotta do is just that go, means that
get,
I'm in
you a, don't need to worry about it. All you gotta do is just go get it. Just have Michael write you a campaign.
That's a good beginning idea.
And then just use it. That's all you do. Like I said, you don't even have to have miniatures. You can use, like, coins.
You know,
we hardly use miniatures over there.
All you need is some kind of a marker. That's it.
I've always been interested in actually getting like an online campaign going.
We did online for a little bit.
If you did, if you look on Twitch, you can actually find people playing D&D on stream.
Yep.
And they've got the whole layout with miniatures on the on screen and face cam for everybody.
Say we played D&D all the time, and most of the time it's just bullshit. You just bullshit with other people. You just hang out with your friends and just bullshit. That's it. You mess up a campaign the first couple minutes, and then the DM gets mad and just wrecks everything. Like, we had a campaign one time where my friend Spanky and my friend Eric literally destroyed the entire campaign in 5 minutes, and it made my friend Shane so mad that he just fucked with everybody.
The fuck out.
No, he just turned it around and just fucked everybody, killed everybody's character, except for the people that didn't mess it up. Like, he would just kill them over and over and over and over and over. It didn't matter what they did, whatever character they made, now you're dead again. That's all they did. They just kept, they're the only ones that died. I was like, hell yeah! It was fun, too.
That's brutal.
The only thing he loved more than killing off animal companions was killing them that day. Because literally, he wrote this campaign for like 6 months. Wrote it all out, and we did it, and he was so excited, and they just found a flaw and just capitalized on it and destroyed it in like less than 5 minutes. Because it was in the tavern, and you were supposed to, this guy came up to talk to us, right? And my friend Spanky always plays a very chaotic, evil rogue, and he went, and he was off in the corner, and made his hide check, and so he did a spot, and he saw a mirror in the dude, saw a mirror, the dude's personal belongings. He's like, I'm gonna steal that mirror. And he beat the rolls like he did and took the mirror and destroyed it. And it was like the main scrying mirror and stuff. And then my friend Eric was like, oh, he's got a scrying mirror. He must be evil. I'm gonna stab him in his back, and stabbed him in his back and killed him. And it was like the main focus was that dude. And he was like, my friend Shane had this look on his face.
Shit.
he was like, we're taking a break. And we're like, no, we're really like, we're taking a break. You're like, okay, we're going to go smoke. Oh, my God. It was worse than when Little Ron cried because they took the Holy Avenger from him. Oh.
Wow.
Well, yeah, destroyed his entire 6-month campaign in 5 minutes, and it was
I think it can be argued that, that is...
No, it was... He did what his character was supposed to do. It's exactly what his character was supposed to do.
I understand but that. The characters did everything that they were supposed to do. If the DM actually takes control of the campaign, though, he wouldn't let that happen.
No, he was hell-bent on revenge.
He was
because what
he would have done is he'd have made him do something else with those rolls.
Because here's the thing:
you could roll all the fucking perfect 20s that you want to roll on your pickpocket. No. But guess what?
No,
that mirror just appeared in the other pocket.
No, because here's the thing: my friend Shane, if it's one thing, is he takes D&D extremely seriously. He'll be as honest as he can be. And he put every contingency in there. He just didn't expect Spanky to roll. And Spanky would always, like, fudge numbers, right?
Right.
But he made him roll on the table. He rolled the rolls properly. And he was just like, what are you going to do? He's not going to cheat. So he's like, okay, that's it. Now it's time for me to think what I'm going to do to recuperate. And it was funny. But it was also sad at the same time because you could just see him in his brain like he's ready to blow his top. And you're just like... I'm glad this wasn't me that fucked this campaign. That's the only thing I thought. But I was like, man, I'm glad it's not me that the hatred's focused towards.
But now you get to play what came from that.
Oh, it was so brutal.
Real DM's not going to let you fuck up his campaign like that.
See,
right
I've always
bat.
Played under really strong DMs when it comes to that. So,
but here's the thing. I appreciate him for that. Here's the thing. A strong DM, yes, and he's a very strong DM.
Right.
He did that. But here's the thing. If you just mysteriously make this happen when people make rolls, then that essence is you're cheating. You're breaking the rules to keep your campaign going, and that's not what it should be.
It's not necessarily cheating in
it
such
is.
A way. Okay.
It is. It is.
I have an example that is by all intents and purposes cheating when you're a DM.
But you don't cheat. That's what I'm saying. If you cheat as a DM, then how can you keep your players from cheating?
The third game that I ever played, okay, I had two D&D campaigns, and then a friend of my family got me into Rifts, and that is an old Palladium game, and that game has so much shit that can go different in it.
Yeah.
All right, so rifts can happen at any time, and it's always up to the game master to determine when they happen.
Yeah.
So many different combinations of player characters and things like that that, you know, that shit can get out of hand real quick. So, player was fucking with the, you know, with the GM at that point, did something that was completely counter the, you know, the quest. And the GM's like, okay, and a rift opens above you, and the Great Pyramids fall on top of you. You die. Give me your character.
But how can you hold other people to the rules if you're going to cheat?
Well, that's
you can't. The moment you cheat and do that, and someone else cheats, you can just be like, look, this is what I rolled. Oh, I seen it. No, you didn't see it. That's what I'm saying. He's a very strong DM. And like I said, I'm just saying. I mean, honestly, no matter what you do. There's always going to be something that could be messed up.
But a really good DM will find a way to turn that situation into something else.
Exactly.
You found it without cheating.
Again, he did. It's called, I'm taking revenge, have a good day.
So, okay, but I'll
give you another example. So my friend Dave has like a main plot line that almost never gets followed anytime we play this game. We've been doing it for 6 years. So he's written out like 20 possible scenarios at any pivotal point in the game that will happen, or he'll just let us fuck around for a while and he'll keep coming up with things as we fuck around and then find a way to get us back on track. We'll find a way, we'll talk to somebody that'll get us back on track or give us hints. And now some people will play it fairly obstinately and then he will find ways to almost throw us into it, but it's not like magically you're transported into this thing. It's like, no, this person said this. He'll find whoever's being really opposite and intentionally play the whole, you know, psychological opposite thing until that person just does what he wants them to do and get us back on track. So he will not necessarily cheat, but he will give information out.
But in essence, that is still cheating, though.
No, it's not, because it is. The GM has to actually play the omnipotent person, play style. So he actually knows most of what's going to happen, but he has to make things work with random variables. So,
and trust me, my group is random as fuck.
So working with random variables and trying to get them to trying to herd them in the right direction is actually one of the skills that a GM has to actually master right away. Otherwise, the game gets completely out of control.
Well, and so like to give an example of that going into the story of it, I'd gotten sidetracked on another quest essentially. Like a side quest, I was following a blood trail and tracking somebody else, and I thought it related to the main quest. Well, what he did is he, in essence, put me in a spot where that was going to end and I wasn't going to get more information without having somebody else in the party. When I got the other person in the party, then I was able to know what was going on, and then me as my player wanted to join back with a group because there was already a bigger risk reward going on with that scenario, so I parking lotted that. I knew kind of what Dave was doing at that point, was trying to point me in the other direction. It's like kind of like, you can do this, but then you're going to be playing by yourself for 2 hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he pointed out, you know, that if I do this, I'm going to be doing this on my own. And he did it in a way that made sense of the story.
Right.
So he was talking about all this gear that I was going to need to get when I was going on my traversal to this area to continue this quest. And then somebody's saying, no, we got to get this done right away. So I ended up going back there because I knew that if I got all this gear to travel, my character's going to be out in the weeds and I'm not going to get interacted with the rest of my party, which is not going to be as fun in a group setting.
Right.
So I ended up going back to the other group, parking a lot of that, and I don't know what Dave's going to do with it. He'll probably just let it wander off into the wasteland and that quest will remain incomplete.
Right.
But it still put me in a position where it would be more fun for me to join the group and get back on track than it would for me to pursue the bitter end of this quest line that I started. And to me, that was, he knows this group really well. We've been gaming together for 15, almost 20 years. So it's one of those things where he kind of knows where my motivations lie, even as a character, more so than when I'm playing with even other characters. Because he knows that I do want to eventually, even if I play a really chaotic character, I'm still always going to play to the group, to at least a small degree.
Yep.
Because, again, it's not as fun to play on your own in any kind of campaign in that setting.
Oh, no. I mean, I've done that before. Yeah. I've had to actually deal with that.
And then you feel like an asshole the whole time. Like, even if you're playing somebody as an asshole, you feel like you're an asshole because the other people are having to wait for you to do everything.
And, you know, and then it turns to that awkward thing. All right, now you go outside for a minute while, or the
not,
other room.
They could not.
While I take care of the party. And then you're Elliot like, oh, this and, sucks.
The other group, right. They just well, I used to actually do, I would send instructions by text or through some form of it. Other medium. Like if anybody else had a computer, I would give them a computer and I would do typing. But that's still distracting to the entire group. I, you know, full disclosure, I did GM and DM quite a bit. I would prefer to be on the player side because, man, knowing where the direction's going before it actually happens is fun for a little bit until it gets, you know, I'm tired of herding cats is what it is.
Whereas,
well, you know that me. You know, the rest of this table is a bunch of cats.
I haven't GM'd since I did a Robotech game back in 07.
Oh, man. Dude, that's just... I mean, that's still...
I think we need to figure out a way to do this.
Yeah.
I concur.
Yeah, because I want to... orcs, gosh.
we'll just get Michael to write us a campaign.
Okay.
And then we can... Can you follow a campaign without being a DM?
I'll be a DM.
Well, you're going to have somebody that...
You're going to have somebody that leads it. I mean, Earl can do it. I can do it. Rusty can do it. We've done campaigns before.
I'll DM it.
DM like a real short campaign that just pass the campaign around. We just keep doing short campaigns and round-robbing it.
That might be fun.
Sure.
Some of the best games that we ever played was just random. It was like you had your character, and then like for 2 weeks you basically put in a hat. And it's easy. You put in a hat, and you write down... seven different pieces of paper. You write down three scenarios, like three things you would like to do. Two items you would like to do that you would like. So that makes five. You do one cursed item, and then you could do six. I forget what the seventh thing is, but then you just make a campaign of like one of the campaigns we were going, and we got turned into rats, and we had to. We were out in a field, and we were being chased by basically, by cats and stuff, and I ate some cheese. And then, unfortunately, one of the cursed items was narcolepsy, and I rolled, and I got narcolepsy. So when we were on a regular campaign, my character had narcolepsy, and I was a warrior, so I'd go to attack, and it's like, roll, and like, boom, and I'd fall, and I'm like, and I had to take, that was it. And then I was out for like almost the whole battle because I couldn't. Can make the roll, but yeah, it was fun. It was a good way to get like some magical items. You know, it may have been if the person that did that would go around, and if the person drew it was a more bigger magical item, you'd look in the player's handbook and you would find a character that would have that, and then that would, sometimes you'd be level 3 and you'd go against a level 7. But if you killed it, there was that magical item. But that was fun too. You could just go around and just write down the different things. So like one time we were in Walmart, and I'm like, what the heck are we doing? And it was just someone said, you have got to fight the Black Friday masses. So we were fighting Black Friday shoppers.
How appropriate.
So that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, you can also do it that way. But it was fun, though, because you get the little brain thinking, and then you just make a random encounter up on the spot. And
I told you this. You know, back in my, I tried doing a campaign. This is a while back. I wrote a campaign that was loosely based off of aliens and xenomorphs and shit. So trying to get medieval style characters to fight xenomorphs and having to deal with acid blood and face huggers and, you know, incubations and timetables, and the whole goal was to get to the queen and destroy the queen over the course of the entire thing. Now, because it had timetables, it also had an infection rate, and it exponentially spreads over an entire country. Places would fall, things would happen. After a while, hunters would actually pop up, like, xenomorph hunters. Instead of drones, they're out to actually get the party and shit. So it never really got very far because we only had one hard hitter actually playing, one warrior style person, and he crit
44-20,
but got completely covered in acid and dissolved. It just sucked.
They can still come back.
Yeah, it's fun.
So I think one of the reasons we're kind of all in RPG mode, I know before I jump into any more Fallout, has anybody played anything else?
Fallout.
Didn't head out into the Fallout, baby.
Last couple of weeks, I haven't had a whole lot of gaming time, but I did purchase, because it was on sale through the Xbox store, I did purchase the Metro Redo bundle.
Oh, right on.
So I started playing Metro 2033.
Metro's good.
Redo.
Oh, God, this looks so good.
They've rearranged the game a little bit. You know, to work with the new...
Are bullets still really rare?
No. They made them a little bit more frequent, but I think that was one of the things they changed when they redid in the new engine. I mean, they almost rebuilt it, because they put it in the same engine as Last Light was in.
I think Metro's the closest approximation you'll get to just basically a Fallout shooter.
Well, yeah. It is...
Because it's kind of the same theme in it to a degree, but it's more Russian.
Very Russian.
Yeah, there's still very, the mutant creatures. Russian. There's still the crazy, weird weapons. But some of the weapons are more normal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the four-wheel shotgun, you mean?
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
I really liked the Metro story, because while it's linear, it still has that sense of mystery. You're still trying to sneak around the lights. You know, the stealth system in that game was pretty good.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect, but it was pretty good.
It gets really intense, though.
It does.
Yeah.
And the overall story with the, with the Dark Ones. I really enjoyed that. So.
Did you play any Metro, Earl?
I never.
I know that was on 360 as well.
Yeah, nope, never played Metro. I heard you guys talk about it, but
we really enjoyed it.
They really do pimp
it's
that
a
book, though.
Really good game, and putting 2033 in the new engine actually worked out a whole lot better than I thought it would. You know, a lot of times you see games redone in a new engine, and there's something lost. Not with this one.
Well. They got it to 60 frames, so...
Does it still... I forgot, on 2033, they still see your gas mask and all that stuff?
Yeah.
You still got to put it on in certain areas, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, and you can still see the cracks in the gas mask and everything. Yeah, it has the same...
It's super immersive.
Yeah, it has the same style of... it. If I didn't know that it was 2033, it would have looked exactly like he was playing Last Light. That's just the way that it ties the two together... very well by using the engine, the same engine.
You know, so they changed some of the level layouts a little bit, obviously. Added enemies where there weren't enemies before.
It's 60 frames.
It is 60 frames a second.
PC. Well, yes, but it's rare enough on Xbox to find games that actually run at 60. And it just seems like...
Yet, since so many of the games are still supported for the previous generation.
Right.
With the Redo bundle, on the Xbox One version, actually running at 60 frames a second, it's really nice.
Yeah. I watched really him nice. Play that for a little bit, and... I was impressed with what they did with it. You know, for
now you're making me want it, and I got too much shit to play before the end of the year.
Yeah, it's. I liked Last Light a lot.
I did too.
And it wasn't a horrible deal. It was $13.50
for two games
for the bundle.
And that was on. Was that on? Shit.
On Xbox.
Shit, I would have totally picked that up for
me. Yeah, see? Told you, man.
Phone a friend.
Well, I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
I posted that shit to.
If I had known,
I think it was 13.50.
Did it?
If I had known what the fuck was happening, I could have maybe fucking gotten myself an easy way out for fucking for the holidays on their shit, because then I would have been able to pick up one of the fucking games.
Well,
for the PlayStation
truth be told, it was kind of one of those spur of the moment things, because we just gotten home Thursday night from being at her parents' house, and then she was like,
because she really wanted the PS4.
So they left me alone.
I had so to we've have been tea. We've been looking at it on Best Buy's website like all day, toying with the idea of ordering it online and having it shipped to my place
how
at
much,
work.
How much was the PS4?
$299.
And it came with a game?
It came Nathan with... Drake bundle.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. So has she played any of the Uncharted games?
No. She has no interest to. Those are for me.
Oh, that's totally just basically like more action-packed Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And I think honestly, the first one's pretty good. And then the second one's really good. Actually, I think the second one's probably the best one. And the third one is pretty damn good. And so, when it was out, it was one of the best. When it was out originally, it looked like a, I'd say first gen, but like when Xbox One and PS4 were new, it looks like the games that came out then, but it was last console generation.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
one of the... They looked probably stupid.
That's one of the last ones they built to really push the PS3. It didn't...
And it pushes
Last of Us.
So does Last of Us.
So, you know, we go... She's like, I don't want to wait for it. I'm like, okay, well, we'll drive by the store, and if it's not completely nuts, we'll go in and get it. Oh, it wasn't completely nuts in store. Kind of like your Walmart thing.
So orderly.
So
fucking civil.
So weird.
It was weird.
In different places in the country, not so much.
And of course,
what's weird is lining up for a TV beside the waffles.
They were prepared. Of course, they were prepared for hordes.
Horse?
Hordes.
Yeah, of course, they're prepared for horse.
They should be prepared for
horse. You know, they have way too many representatives working in the store that night. And my wife being a contract salesperson for one of the manufacturers, she knows most of the employees are in there. So it's like, we could have gone in, grabbed this thing, grabbed the couple of games she wanted, and get out of the store within 10 minutes, but no, we spend like an hour.
Shooting the shit
with employees.
It's the every single fucking time I take her in there,
you have to steer her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I was going to say leash, but hey, whatever.
Well, it's like I didn't spend any money on Black Friday.
I usually don't,
but I was in a very, very unique position that I probably won't be in for, you know, the rest of my life again to be able to make a semi-major purchase like that, so...
Sure. It looks fucking fantastic, man.
And of course, as soon as I saw that, I was like, I need to play Fallout on that. So
it's beautiful.
I plugged in my Xbox to that sucker, and I was like,
I had to watch Grease on it, because, you know, musicals.
Of course.
I have ovaries. And, oh my God, the Grease lightning scene,
mm-hmm.
Camel toe, or not camel toe, moose knuckle in 4D.
In 4K.
4K. I'm sorry. I'm so tired right now. I caught a bug over
camel toes.
Break, and I'm just so tired. But yeah, moose knuckle in 4K.
That's awesome.
John Travolta's moose knuckle in 4K. Yeah, he's old now, dude. I don't want to see that shit.
Oh man,
but he was young.
Well, he was
too young for me.
But so she got that. She got Last of Us. PS4 edition, Last Light, and Watch Dogs, and we got
Dying
all
Light.
Dying Light, yeah.
Dying Light's pretty fun.
And Watch Sounds Dogs like for opera. Less than
they three. They could name that better.
For less than $370.
That's not bad.
It's really not bad at all.
That was really. Yeah. I didn't have the time, but I kind of wanted to go to Target for the buy two get one free. But again, I'm also like. On the fence because I'm like, you know what? There's a possibility somebody can give me a game, so I'm going to hold off.
Hint.
Oh my God. Yeah. The hints are real.
So,
I mean, see, the only thing I'm probably going to get for myself because it's hard to gift this is probably the new StarCraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, you can still pick that up. They've got.
But online, box. It's only $39.99.
The retail box, they had it for $39.99 at Walmart.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's what I need is more boxes of PC games.
Hey, I mean, just throw it up there with the collection of shit on the wall, man. It's
somehow perfect. I lost that old StarCraft Wings of Liberty box that I had.
Oh, you did?
I can't find it. For those who don't know, like I had one of those oversized boxes of Wings of Liberty because I went to a midnight launch for that. Because I was huge into StarCraft when I was younger. never competitively played, but like I played a lot with friends because it was the first game that you could spawn a copy. And truth be told, I spawned this copy on 10 different PCs on a LAN. We play like crazy ass big StarCraft soccer in my friend TJ's house.
StarCraft soccer?
It's a real thing.
It's actually awesome. Yeah, there's so many different game modes that you can get for StarCraft.
It's
so
really
fucking awesome.
Like, the campaign's usually pretty good, and they added a lot of RPG elements to this one. But that being said, it's the Protoss version of this, and I know it's going to be another 25, 30-hour campaign. And then I'll be able to play it online with people once people get it, occasionally.
Maybe. But we don't ever actually play online, you know, because...
Well, because we're not playing Destiny right now. We're playing Fallout.
I knew that was going to get brought up.
The saltiness.
I know it.
Joke. Hey, I thought about getting fucking, you know, Xbox Live Gold for everybody, but I just know that that would be a terrible investment.
Right. Well, no, I mean, for my birthday, a buddy of mine got me like a year's worth of gold, so I'm nice. Full up till like August
Damn.
Next year.
Oh, well, fuck.
So, you know, to finish my story anyway, so she felt bad that we were spending that much money on her, so I got new Turtle Beach headset and Master Chief Collection, and
oh, we got to play some Master
the Metro
Chief Collection
bundle.
All three of us now have it.
We're gonna have to play some ODST.
All three of us have
listen
that
to that
now.
Smooth jazz as
I'm
we play.
Gonna end up
Kenny G
my life.
No, fuck Kenny G. Fuck Kenny G.
Yeah, no, smooth don't jazz. Need that noise.
ODST's good. Just wish they had Reach in that bundle.
Meh.
But, man, you could tell... I tell you what, Friday, you could tell there were a bunch of people bought PS4s on sale. Because the network was slow.
Of course there were.
It took 20 minutes to get verification email.
Well, and we have other things coming out. So, I mean, like Rainbow Six Siege comes out here in like a week.
Yes.
Which I'm pumped about, but probably shouldn't buy yet.
Yeah.
But it'll be on the purchase list.
I'll be waiting a little bit to purchase it, but it will be purchased.
And I think between all of us, somehow, some way, the next 5 really good games will probably find a way in rental or something, because I think all of them are potential candidates for our end of the year cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, god damn. I am still looking at being completely away from all games for a month.
Oh, yeah, we know that, and that's why the end of the year cast is going to be well after the end of the year.
Yeah,
it's going to be well into January before we do it.
So, I think, guys, is this a natural place for us to do a break?
Yeah
we could try that.
And we could talk a little bit about Fallout and a little bit of news and then move on?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Because we've got, I mean, I'm looking at Steam right now, and of course they're doing a sale too, so.
Well, why did you fucking tell me that? I haven't looked at Steam in like 2.5 weeks.
Oh, my God. There's, I mean... Yeah.
And then my
friend,
what do
you want to
go into that right
prices?
Now?
No, I know they wouldn't jack up the prices. It's the winter sale right now, isn't it?
No, this is actually
no.
a Black Friday style sale. It ends on December 1st.
Fuck.
So this
life.
Is not the winter sale, but this is there's quite a few different open-ended games that they have on sale.
Actually,
some people are into that kind of thing.
And
open-ended games.
Well,
that's Fallout.
Yeah, I mean, there's open world,
open-ended.
Like, Dragon Ball's universe is 50% off. They have the Bioshock franchise from 75 to 85% off.
I actually have most of the PC games that I want, honestly, at this point. It's all console shit.
Let's see. There was one in here that caught my eye. And Elite Dangerous is 67% off, so... If
oh, fuck, they're doing the Black Friday sale for the expansion, too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. That
if somebody
is,
wants to be nice to me for Christmas.
Elite Dangerous is 67% off. It makes
that
game
that awesome.
$14.84.
Elite Dangerous is pretty good.
So,
yeah,
I mean, that
is
a pretty damn good deal on that game, because that $15 gets you a lot. A lot.
Just have to stop playing Fallout for a little bit.
Mm-mm. Anyway, we'll go ahead and take a break. And
then
we'll
can talk a little bit about that stuff and Fallout mixed in.
There we go.
Stay tuned. ¶¶
it going?
Yep.
This time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, and we're back for break.
Woo!
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. We got...
the sleepers are awake.
The awakes are sleeping. That's $8.95. What's that?
You can get...
It's a Doctor
Who. Oh. Yeah, but it's $8.95 shipping. I was gonna get. I hate it because it's cool stuff. Then it's shipping. I'm like, screw that. I ain't gonna get it.
I gotta lose some more weight so I can actually look good in a suit.
It's not the suit. It's my pocket watch.
Hey, I would get it if it
didn't cost $8.95 for fucking shipping.
Where would you put your pocket watch?
Well, pocket watch in my pocket.
Suit pocket.
I used to carry pocket when I was young. That's all I ever carried was pocket watches.
Earl wanted to be a train conductor.
I did. I carried pocket watches before pocket watches was cool. I was always a 1950s old man trapped in a kid's body.
Were you a yo-yo master too?
Uh-huh. No, no. I was never cool with a yo-yo. See, this is his apartment right there.
He's the bottom one. Son of a bitch.
Shit.
Yeah.
So, this is something worth mentioning.
Yeah. Yeah, so
you could, this is somebody that does work with us, but more so than that, somebody that did have a fire the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and he lost everything.
He's got a GoFundMe account.
He does. Let me get up to the GoFundMe.
He doesn't know it yet, but we're going to pimp him out a little bit.
Yeah. So anyone that listens, he's a really good friend. He's like one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. But yeah, his apartment, not the whole apartment building burned down, but unfortunately the apartment building he lived in did, and it was, I don't know who the person above him was, but his apartment got destroyed. So he basically lost everything, but the car he drove to work in, and the clothes on his back, basically.
Jeez.
So there is a GoFundMe account for him. His name, it's basically on the GoFundMe website. It's labeled as Apartment Fire by Daryl Gregory. So many days it has left. 2 days left to go. I don't know. It's probably nobody will hear this, but... If Trent uploads it before that, you can definitely go there. And like I said, you can definitely go and try to donate if you like.
We can put a rush order on. We can put it on Twitter.
Yeah, we can put it on
Throw up a link on Twitter.
And anything, even if it's just $1 to help them. But yeah, like I said, they got him in a fully furnished apartment, but still, that doesn't, even if you have renter's insurance, the claim's going to take a little bit to get to. So,
right.
Well, I was going to say, my old assistant, his house actually burned down right before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Same thing last year, and he wasn't able to come to the group that I work for. There was a delay because of that, but his renter's insurance took him like 6 weeks.
Apartment fire.
And he had to live off credit cards and order, credit cards and what he had in savings while he was waiting on that. So he was just sitting in a hotel and shit. It was fucking crazy.
Wow.
Just as an aside, I think people probably wonder how the fuck many assistants you've had.
Gregory.
There
one,
go.
Two, three.
There
it
is. Three.
Okay.
Yep.
Four. Current one.
Four.
Yep.
I think you're missing the one that you only had for like a week.
Okay, we'll fire.
So I think Rusty's putting it up there now. But anybody, if you go, like I said, it's gonna be
on our Twitter.
We're
right
gonna put it on Twitter too.
That's a good idea. We should that'll be the most visible side of everything that we do.
Yeah. So but anyways, are you gonna do it on Facebook too?
Yeah, just copy and paste
it. Because I can reshare it on Facebook.
Yeah,
if you want.
Earl, reshare it on the official and the unofficial.
I'm just going to share, and I'll tag. Hold on. Share, right post. Here we go. I'll post to
group. For as much as assholes we are on the show, we're not really...
We're not heartless.
Tiltcast.
Mostly.
Where is
it? Yeah.
Is this Tiltcast, right? Boom. There we go.
That's the podcast.
I hope it made it. Did it make it to you?
It
says I shared it.
I can check because I can.
Oh, on the Facebooks,
I can actually. Share it as the page manager.
So funny story. Besides that, it's not funny, but this is. So my mom watches a thing on Destination America called Railroad Alaska, and they were like going from one side of Alaska to this one thing. It takes like 5 hours by train. So they were going to do a real-time thing. She's like, oh, it would be great. And what they did is, they mounted a camera on front of the train. This is sped up. But it was 5 hours of, they didn't put it on the side of the train so you could see the mountains. Just the front of the train. So my mom got pissed. She's like,
I was really excited, wanting to see, like, you know, the scenery, the mountains. No, they put it on the front of the damn train, and that's all I saw. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
It's a lot of track, man.
It's like, that really sucks. So, but yeah, I thought that was funny. But anyways, if you guys could, I mean, it's on the site. Just even a dollar would help out, so. Try to get him something. Because, again, like I said, I mean, even when you have something that destroys your house or your apartment and stuff, I mean, you may be able to replace stuff, but it's still a horrible sense. Because, you know, you may have had someone supposed to have people come over and stuff like that. And, you know, family, you get, you know, you got, now you, you know, ugh, it's just horrible. I don't like any of it.
I'm trying to think of what I want to say. I'm terrible at these types of things, so
just, I would I'll just figure it out. Yeah, just you can do anything.
I'll figure it out. Yeah. So, yeah.
I would just put down a really good friend, of people on the Tiltcast had a life-changing incident happen. If you could donate anything at all, it would be great. Something like that. Oh, by the way, kudos on your video projects you've been doing for Thanks. College.
Yeah, that's
really good. I like those.
I mean,
I like them a lot.
That one that I did for the video was, yeah. Well, working with video for the podcast and mm-hmm. in the past has helped quite a bit for that. But the you know, that was done from, you know, 100%.
All your pictures from the last time you went up there?
Well, no, those pictures were pulled from a royalty-free website that does, you know, that offers raw video or raw photos for compilations.
Okay.
So those pictures needed to be, you know, photo manipulated and things to make it look good. And it's there for people in Photoshop classes.
I thought you did a really good job on it.
Yeah, it turned out real nice. I wanted it to be way longer than 18 seconds, but that was the limit that the project was for.
Well, I liked it.
That's
it
what she said.
Yeah, 18 seconds. All of 18 seconds. It took me like 3 hours to get that 18 seconds, though. I'm just saying.
Well, she did like the foreplay, but the 18 seconds was kind of a letdown.
I mean, wouldn't that be for any woman?
Yeah.
I mean, only 18 yeah. seconds.
Only 18 seconds.
Hey, look, Trent's wrestling again. God, I love him so much. I love that wrestler. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, when Trent had that hairstyle, I was like, oh, you look like Shinsuke Nakamura.
What other news we got?
I'm still looking for shit. I will say that lately I've been listening to Fallout music on my phone because I'm fucking obsessed.
Oh, so am I, dude. I hear that shit in my sleep. It's amazing.
Well, the basic soundtrack is a little bit repetitive, and I hope that there's not the basic soundtrack, but the Diamond City Radio. And
I love the music. There's just not enough variety to it.
Well, I'm hoping now when they release the mods for Xbox, that one of those is a radio station mod. And those are usually the type of mods that I did on PC besides the graphical overhaul stuff. Once the game kind of got dated, I did the graphical overhaul stuff. But the radio mods are what I did. And I remember there was a guy that expanded the radio selection on New Vegas from, let's say it was 60 songs, to like 1,200 songs that were appropriate for what they were going for thematically, you know? So,
yeah.
Like, you went from, like, 3 songs by Johnny Cash to, like, 40 songs by Johnny Cash.
Did you ever watch that video that I shared by Olin for Fallout 4?
Oh, for some reason, I saw that, and then I never actually watched it.
Oh, it's great. It's really good. It's hilarious. Yeah. He's talking about, he calls it time travel.
Oh, small stuff, PS4 remote play will be coming to PC and Mac.
Oh, that'll be cool. Yeah, I've been looking for...
Oh, in this installment of new game consoles, I still haven't got one. I told my wife, too, I was like, you know, I think I'll get a new one. She goes, and it was like, the kid, you don't even play enough. And I'm like, I wonder why that is that I don't play enough. And she's like, maybe when the kids get older enough to play, you can get one. I'm like, So that's a struggle I'm having right now. So,
Poor Earl. Poor Earl.
I'm telling you.
Well, you know the thing.
I'm hoping within 2 years I'll get one. Either I can just save tips up from driving Uber. I can save tips up enough from driving Uber.
We just need
or a friend or somebody I know will give me one. One or the other.
We just need GoFundMe for Earl.
No, the GoFundMes are for more important things like with Gregory Darrell. But no, I'm just saying, save up enough tips. Oh, I do use my tips right now to buy root beer. I'm like, oh, so good.
I still don't have any Nuka-Cola. I thank for the guy that has had a Nuka-Cola background in his Facebook for the last 5 years.
You should have had one.
Right? You should have had one immediately. I'm still looking for him, too. Because I want Nuka-Cola Quantum. I want a bunch of them. It's the only thing that would make me consider putting a Blacklight back in my room.
The Target over by
20 years or so.
The Target over by our house only got 16.
Jeez,
and 16? It hasn't gotten any more.
16?
Yeah.
Hey, are you freaking insane?
Hey, listen. I know it probably doesn't help any, but... Hold on.
What?
On Amazon, you can buy a bottle of Nuka-Cola Cola for
$99.95.
Jeez. What?
$99.95.
Well, so here's an idea, and this is old. This is 12 million copies sold of Fallout 4 as of November 13th.
Wow.
It blew Call of Duty Black Ops 3 out of the fucking water.
Well,
it generated $750 million in its first 2 days, which to me is cool because, hey, it's finally something I like that actually ends up being popular. The opposite of the old hipster mentality that I used to fall into.
Right.
It's like, oh, finally somebody recognizes something I like is fucking cool.
Right.
It just took to the fourth installment 20 years later.
Hey, look at this. Look at all these prices. And these prices, they're just sold. They're just waiting to be bought out.
100?
For one bottle.
For one bottle?
For one bottle. Lowest is $99.95.
Well,
and...
I guess, I mean, they are kind of rare in the game, right? So...
You can get it by December 4th through 21st.
Just digital items, no box copy. It's already, as of the first week, it sold 1.8 million digital copies.
It was a pretty successful digital release. Having that stuff up for pre-download really helped. I think that's going to be... That's my preferred way of getting games anymore. Jason hates it when I do it too because I don't have a disc copy that you can take from me when I'm done with it.
Yeah, Fallout 4 salty a little.
Yeah, he does kind of want to get his hands on that game. Ah, damn! I haven't been able to focus on anything since I've gotten it though. I'm up to what, 5 days, 22 hours or some shit?
Shit, I'm up to 2 days.
5 days, 22 hours. My God. That's a fuckload. That's probably more than I put into Witcher. That's actually kind of crazy. Yeah, it's more than I put into Witcher so far, and I'm not done with it yet. So, that's fucking nuts. It's a huge game. Now, granted, I get stuck in some of the weirdest spots, too. There's a couple of the smaller settlement areas that I've been really working on building, and it's kind of the same problem that I have with, the other crafting survival games that I've been thrown into, 7 days. Well, I'll sit there and I'll play for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of just building stuff,
Well, and I've started to get into that, but I've only built, I was trying to find more news, and it's most of it's the sales figure stuff. But
right.
Call of Duty didn't even hold a candle to it.
No, see...
Because it's more the same, I think at heart, there's still a lot of people, it's not a full-on RPG, it's still a shooter, but there's a lot of story going on. There's a lot to do, and there's a lot of, mismatch of different genres with the building and stuff like that. on top of the quest and actual shooting and evening out the shooting. And it's not the very prettiest game when it comes to, like, straight linear games, like, say, something like a Metro or a Tomb Raider. But it scratches an itch that nothing is scratched in Skyrim. And nothing is scratched since the previous Fallout, for the most part. Witcher 3 is the only thing that came close to having something like that, but it's a different setting, you know?
Right. It's, well, yeah. They've done quite a bit of things to Fallout 4 that improved upon stuff from Fallout 3. Now, there's still a list of things that I wish that they would do or would have done on release.
But now we're going to do, like, the DLC and everything else. So, like, if it's anything like the DLC from the last few games, and you never played any Fallout, did you?
No, I have never played any Fallout whatsoever. I would like to, but...
I can loan you my 360 copies.
No.
I still have a lot more games to play.
I understand, but, I mean, we need you to at least experience a little bit of it, because I think you'd
Fallout 3 is pretty magical, honestly.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. I think it was this is the first game that...
It's the first game me and Trent ever played in high def.
Right.
Trent got his he got his 32-inch Vizio from Walmart when I first got back here from Kansas 7 years ago. Or almost 7 years ago. And I'd been playing Fallout 3 on PC, and it's what broke me of WoW.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come home, and he's like, hey, I've been playing Fallout on my TV. He's like, just come in here and look. And, of course, back then, we're like, oh, this looks almost real, blah, blah, blah. Of course, it's in high def. And it was the first game we'd experienced on a console in high def was Fallout 3. So, automatically, it brings back a lot of memories of me going over to Trent's apartment shortly before he moved into... We started an apartment, 2 weeks later, basically,
mm-hmm.
and then played the shit out of that game.
I picked up Fallout 3. I rented it at first.
So I bought it in a box copy PC.
Yeah,
I bought it on Steam on a Steam sale because I was too lazy to transfer the key. And then this is what happens when you're a roommate and you don't have any rent to speak of, really.
Right.
And all you have is extra money, even when you're not making a lot of money.
I had it on PC first. Well, I had it on PC. Didn't have a PC that could play it at the time, which is kind of crazy for me, thinking back. But it didn't run very well on my PC, so I picked it up for my 360 when I got that. And, I picked it up. I rented it because I wanted to see whether or not it would be even playable. And I got past the first, 5 hours of it, got sucked into it, and then I ended up buying it from the place that I rented it from. Because I was a Gamefly at that point. So,
me and Trent did a lot of that.
So I rented it from them, and then I enjoyed it enough that I just purchased it and played it through on the console. I absolutely loved that game. And then that got me rolling on a lot of stuff. So you were in it way before I was, but...
Well, back when I designed websites for a living, I used to play it on my desktop when I was basically in college.
Yeah,
Fallout 1 and 2. We're like, they're the customer, and they don't see one of my two monitors. I'm playing Fallout on one monitor, and the other monitor I've turned around to them, I have it windowed off so that I can control a few things in the background in Notepad and then save it so they can see it on their website. So I was doing multitasking like crazy because that game would run on nothing back in like early 2000s.
Shit. I know. It's... Oh.
And that's why Wasteland 2 was so huge for me, is because it tied in so much with that franchise, because that is basically the original Fallout.
There is a lot more tie-ins now, having played Wasteland 2 and then going and playing Fallout 4. So many similarities in between the two that are... I think they poked fun at it in Fallout 4 a couple places, too. So, I noticed things.
Well, and there's actually some of the same writers. Isn't Todd Howard? Is it Todd Howard?
Yeah.
Or Chris Avalon. He writes for Obsidian and for In Exile and for Bethesda? Howard's the guy that produces Fallout now for Bethesda.
Okay. See, when it comes to names and what they
it's
do,
it's one of the few franchises that I know a decent amount about. But those, some of the writing staff is shared, I'm almost positive, between the two games.
It's It's so similar. It's...
I can tell you here in a minute.
Man,
And I don't totally want to get too sidetracked with it, because at some point in the next week, I'm pretty sure I'm going to try to play something else so that we can have something else to talk about, like maybe StarCraft. But...
I don't know. I was thinking about it, but I've earmarked the next couple weeks. I have to finish Fallout 4. This is...
Well, me and Jason will have to find something to play, so maybe we'll get, like... Oh, yeah. We'll get Battlefield or something like that. We'll play some of that or find a way to rent it.
Yeah. We'll figure out something.
I want to, yeah.
I still got to finish Metal Gear. That's a pretty solid-ass game, too.
Yeah, that's true. I know that...
Metal Gear.
I know that Fallout 4 has gotten into my head. I am playing it more than I really should be. And that's 8 to 10 hours a day for the past few days.
Jesus.
So, I've been playing it freaking nonstop. I mean...
Well, on the nights where I'm doing stuff like tonight and other nights, I haven't had that kind of time. I've been spending 2 or 3 hours
here and there. I mean, if you do the math, man, 5 days, 22 hours is 140-some hours played into that game. That's a shit ton.
Have you finished the main quest?
I have not finished the main quest. I am...
Are there more factions than the 3 that I've been working on?
No, it's just the 3, I think.
It's all the shit in your miscellaneous log that continues to jump out at you.
Well, yeah. I've been doing some stuff with factions and putting out the fires that the Minutemen actually show up, you know, and...
Building any crazy structures?
I've
got like a pre-formatted shack, and then I got another shack that I'm working on. But then I'm looking at stuff like John from Carousel, his building like this fucking city, where it's stacked on top of each other.
Well, I have this interesting construct. There's the smallest, you know, physical space for a settlement is actually right in the middle, right in the heart of the city, called Hangman's Alley or some shit.
Yeah.
And it is, like, there's not a whole lot of ground space.
So you got to build up.
So what I did was I ended up putting one wall up and then putting... You know, second floor up, and then put another wall up, and then put another second floor. It's like almost to the top now, with, you know, stairs that go up, you know, to each one of the levels, and then I started putting walls on it and stuff. So it starts off like one square at the bottom, and it, you know, balloons out.
So it's like a reverse pyramid.
Right. And I just spent, you know, like a couple hours just messing with that area. The castle I have.
Well, so quick tip. So for those areas with uneven ground, you can use concrete to fill in uneven ground. I didn't know that until recently.
I didn't know that either. So I don't fuck with that. But
so there's a castle in the game, and if you get to the castle, minor spoilers aside, I won't say how you get to it, but it can be fairly early in the game. But just like anything else in this game, it just matters when you happen upon it. You can fill in the holes in the wall with concrete and even it out.
Really?
I saw a really interesting town built on the walls of that.
Huh. Well, I can't build anything more there. That's because I went and fortified that place with as many torches as I possibly could fit into it.
Oh, Jesus.
That thing is ringed with missile turrets.
It's the same director, designer, and writer as Fallout 3.
Is that Todd Howard?
Todd Howard was the director on both, and Emil Peglier, I can't pronounce his last name. Pagliarulo.
We're sorry about that.
Was the designer and writer. On both games. No connection to Wasteland 2 or the old New Vegas team.
Never mind.
Well, still, I mean, it draws from the same pool information. So a lot of similarities. There's just a difference in names for stuff.
Yep.
So honestly, I didn't see a whole lot of news. I know the big things that we got coming out is we got Rainbow Six Siege, which does look pretty badass.
It looks really, really solid. I'm just not sure if it's a game type that I'd like to play anymore.
Well, I need options aside from just Destiny for gameplay with my buddies.
Right. Well,
and so I got that or Battlefront that I think in the next few weeks, or StarCraft. And I need StarCraft as a commitment of time.
Well, StarCraft can be, unless you play a... I don't know. Anyway, it can be, depending on what kind of game you play. I mean, I've played StarCraft games that only lasted 5 minutes, so...
Right, the Rush games, and I'm a builder, so that's my problem.
Oh. We could definitely, you know, definitely pick up StarCraft. I plan on it, but just...
You're not going to be able to play it for a while.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm looking at what I can play on my laptop, and I'm sure I could get StarCraft to play on it. I'm just thinking that I'm not going to have the best internet up there, and yeah. I'm probably not going to be in front of my computer
a whole lot.
Because I don't get to see my family very often, so...
That'd be kind of shitty if you go up there and all you do is play StarCraft on your laptop.
There was some times when I went up there that nothing was happening, and I ended up playing Hearthstone or something. But you know, that's something that I can pick up and put down whenever I want to.
So I already got a retweet of that GoFundMe.
Cool.
Good.
Aside from that, if you're still looking for stuff, PlayStation Plus free games for December on PS4. It's King's Quest: A Night to Remember. And Gauntlet Slayer Edition. PS3 owners are going to get SSX, the snowboarding reboot.
Oh, man, I remember 1080 back in the day.
Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
And let's see here. Freedom Wars and Rocket Birds Hard-Boiled Chicken.
What are we getting on 360 or
and on Xbox One, from the first through the from December 1st through January 1st, you're going to get Adventures of Van Helsing, and from the 16th through the 15th, you're going to get Thief.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
that game is awful. Yeah. I'm excited for Van Helsing because I know friends of the show. I know No Quarters. I think I want to say it's Harlow, loves the shit out of it. He said it's like a really fun Diablo knockoff.
And I'm interested in playing that one.
Because I think it's co-op. And that could be really fun if it's...
The only reason I might download and play Thief for a couple hours would be to see if it's any better than the 360 version that I played.
It's probably not.
Probably not.
In fact, it's probably never. No.
Yeah. Just now, I had it on Xbox One, and I was so disappointed I traded it in.
I think that maybe that would be a wasted download.
Probably. But
if I don't have to pay for it. I got it on my PS4, and I think he got it on his Xbox One. We both played through it, and Trent just beat it out of aggression. I played 5 hours of it, and I was like, I just sneak everywhere, and the combat blows.
I'm going to hit this person.
I'm just going to sneak everywhere all the time, and steal shit. It's like the sneaking and looting game, but it just doesn't play as cool nowadays because we got plenty of sneaking and doing cooler things now. Like headshots with a Gauss rifle.
So for
right.
And then the 360 titles, which will also be available on Xbox One.
Yep.
From the first until the 15th, you're going to get Castle Storm. And from the 16th through the 31st, you're going to get both Sacred 3 and Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising.
Interesting.
Okay.
So, interesting choices there.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're giving away three Xbox 360 titles. I think they're trying to
throw a bunch of the backwards compatibility stuff out there because there really isn't a whole lot that's truly backwards
compatible. Well, especially since they confirmed that everything they give away on games with gold that's 360 is going to automatically be backwards compatible.
Right.
On Xbox One.
I'm just happy. I mean, I got a digital download code with my Fallout 4 purchase to get Fallout 3. So
yeah, I got that too.
You know, that you know,
I haven't redeemed it yet, but
that means that that's backwards compatible on there. Oh my god,
I have no more room on my hard drive is like six times over.
You
full.
Can get an expandable hard drive.
Back. I know. I just got to finish buying people Christmas before I mess with it.
They had them on sale on new.
Or app. You know, actually uninstall Game Show.
Hey, you know what? You should actually use the fucking internet sometimes.
I was working on Black Friday.
It's not Black Friday. Dude, Newegg is running a cyber weekend sale.
And remember, all the stores now that run sales on Black Friday, except for their, quote, doorbusters.
Well, there's some doorbusters
everything else
too.
Is on sale
the
online.
The only thing I'm spending money on right now is making sure that I have the Christmas stuff I want for people. And then after I'm done with that, then if I have money left over, I might buy myself something. So that's kind of where my feelings are on the whole matter for the moment.
Yeah, man.
I understand, man. I understand.
I'm not spending a ton.
Oh, shit. There's a couple, you know, a couple games on the Steam sale that you really should be looking for. Of course, we're probably looking at about 1 to 2, well, it's about 2 weeks from now. We should be looking at the start of the winter sale. But yeah. the stuff that they've got on
traditionally
sale right
now, the week before Christmas.
Yeah, okay. Well, that means that I'll be up fucking north when that happens.
Well, at least check your email.
Oh, yeah. Well, I plan on
having
stuff.
A $10 budget for everybody on the show.
Yeah.
And finding something on a Steam sale.
You going to buy them something pretty?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's some pretty damn good games right now. I mean, I already talked about, Elite Dangerous, but another one that just popped out at me was Dying Light is $20 off, or $20 now. Instead,
and that
of,
runs pretty damn good on a lot of machines.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty damn good, even on medium settings. Because I didn't have the Titan driver for it when I first got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running it on medium settings, and it still looked really damn good. I have that game on one and on fucking PC because I got it really cheap.
And
I didn't get really cheap. Fucking Holly got it for me on a Steam sale.
Yeah. See, there's quite a few other ones, man. The other one that jumped out at me as something that you should probably buy is, if you don't have it already, Witcher 3 The Wild Hunt is $30 instead of the $60 normal.
That's fucking fantastic.
So that's a big game from this year if you don't have it.
I mean, the fact that that game's been out for a while and still is $60.
Yeah, well,
that should tell you something.
That's a lot of game, though.
There's still people that purchased that on day one and haven't beat it yet. So
yeah.
Yeah, I did beat that game.
Yeah. Just the amount of hours played between Witcher and Fallout 4 for me, it was mind-boggling.
So with that, I want to just kind of close out the show.
Okay.
Again, Rainbow Six Siege is out next week. That's a pretty damn big deal. But we do have friends that or where can you find us, Jason?
Yeah.
Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and twitter.com/tiltcast. Find our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/TheRealTiltCast. You'll see a whole lot more soon.
I'm thinking 2 weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
Before Rusty leaves.
Yep. Gotta have your face on there.
What?
Ooh, twitch.tv. I'm down for that.
Ah, fuck you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Have your family watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if my family even knows I podcast.
Hopefully they don't. Because then they would see your greatness.
And catch highlight clips of those on youtube.com/TheRealTiltCast.
Son of a bitch.
Because you know it's going to happen.
Fuck. Well, I'm going to... I still got your whiskey clip there.
You know what? I ain't ashamed. It's going to happen. There is no shame.
There is shame. Don't let them lie to you. There is shame.
Also, search for the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah.
With that, find friends of the show. We got No Quarters Donut. You have
Donut.
You have BMFcast.com. We have For the Love of Gaming, the CarouselPodcast.com, which is back in full.
Awesome.
You have TVGP.tv to do great things. And with that, it's the end of the damn show. We will see you guys soon.
Bye. Yay, sleep!